really think Junior got lost in the drink there. Even Blitzer is sorry. He doesn't like Junior, but... This is a thing that's important to Chris's character, because even though Matt and Danny go into the house, Chris has to be alone. And you might know that we haven't seen Wildfire too much in this episode. After the race, he kind of is resting. We want to find out what happened to all the people because we already found out what happened to him. And Chris goes to the place she needs to go the most, which is to be with Wildfire. This is the greatest horse in the world. His name is Finder. And he actually was, I think we've said it before on different commentaries, but he was, look at him, give your kids. He was a double for Seabiscuit in Seabiscuit, and he's just superb. Everything. He's really doing everything that it looks like he's doing. You can look in his eyes. He's just such an intelligent thing. Uh-oh. Junior doesn't know that everybody thinks that he's dead. Can you imagine how... See, that's the Chris response. It makes perfect sense. I think they're really good in the scene. Because he can't be sucked in by the idea that he's dead. He's not. And yet, Chris is completely responsive, and she doesn't know whether to laugh or cry. And she's given away the fact that she still loves him. So there's going to be a lot more push-pull before this thing is done. You should watch Chris's face as he's telling this story. Everybody has a different response to the story he's telling. And it all comes from whatever it is that they need to know. Danny, of course, is skeptical because of the financial situation. Matt isn't quite sure whether this is a real thing or not, but Chris is really listening to the subtext of what he's saying. He's alone, he's gonna start paying for things with credit cards. Doesn't sound too good. And the idea for Junior, he suddenly says, is to start over without anything the same as before. And she hears that. And she's got to be wondering, why do I keep going back to this guy? I left him because he wasn't independent enough in the first place, and it's all about money, money, money. Chris is a little bossy, though, you know. Why are you doing it like this? Why are you doing it like that? But there's a lot of leftovers when somebody scares you that much. It's almost like they're fighting because they can't do anything else. In a lot of ways, this is true. But what they learn as time goes on is that you can start over a million times, but you can't make the past disappear. And that's been kind of a theme of the show even since the beginning. There's one lost and found, which is really the whole end of it is nobody can take the past away from you. But But unfortunately, nobody can make the mask go away either when you don't want it. So finally, he does walk away. But it's never over exactly. And this is another portent of the future. It's Carrie. So where is Chris going to go from here? She's just wanted to be on a farm. She wanted to be a jockey, but she doesn't know what it means. And he's going to tell her. See, this is the encroachment of the commercial world on the idyllic world of the Ritter Ranch. And the question is whether it's entirely bad or not, or whether it's actually good. It's a very attractive spokesperson. That's a big promise for Chris. Nobody ever opened up a world where she was safe and secure before. And she doesn't know whether it's a lot of hooey or not. And there we go. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.